I see the light. Were you saying that last night? You went and saw in the Northern Lights. You went in search of the perfect picture last night. Where'd you wind up?
I ended up over at Sandbar Park in Webster. I was expecting to just pull in. I was a little bit worried getting there by myself because it was dark. Oh my God, it was packed. You would have thought it was the 4th of July.
Wow.
I got the last parking spot.
Well, that was your lucky day. That's good. It was meant to be for you to go see the Northern Lights because they've been popping up here and we're like the day or two later, like, I wish we had more notice. We'd go see it. She ran out there and you got one picture up on our Facebook, on our social there, and Instagram.
Yeah, the first picture I took was the best picture. I was out there for over an hour, and the storm kind of went through, but you were able to see some movement. Your camera really picks up a lot more of the colors than your naked eye. But it was so cool. It was very unifying just having the entire shoreline covered with people. Everyone was in their snuggies, breaking out their winter coats for the first time because it was in the 40s.
Wow.
I saw the light, the Northern Lights. Did you make some new friends out there, Northern Light friends?
I did. Well, so my friend came and joined me, and we were both like, you know, we're both single. We both want somebody who will spontaneously go look at the Northern Lights with us when, you know, the time comes, because it's always spontaneous. And this guy overheard us, and he was like, you know, there are people out there who will want to do that with you.
Oh.
You'll find somebody who wants to go spontaneously look at the Northern Lights with you. He was very nice.
Was he good looking?
He was with his wife.
Oh, sorry.
There's someone for you.
He was just
not me.
Yeah. He was just encouraging you. Don't give up hope. Maybe you know what? I can see that too. That's like a Disney or Hallmark movie. Right. You see the silhouette of the guy looking at the Northern Lights. You're like, hey, how you doing? were people like 4th of July going, for the Northern Lights?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah.
So is it as beautiful with the naked eye? Like I wasn't getting out of my jammies last night. So I saw a lot of it through Facebook. I was already in my jammies. So you can see it with the naked eye. It's kind of pretty, but through your phone, you can see it better. How does that even work?
So your eye can't pick up the same like colors, you know, as evolutions happen, like color isn't important for us to see at night. So I could see movement. So if there were, it was like a gray in the sky, and then your phone was able to pick up the specific colors, but you could see them moving and dancing.
But you couldn't see the purple.
I couldn't where I was, no.
But your pictures picked it up.
Yes.
That's crazy.
All right. Northern Lights.
Like some sort of, I don't know, decoder or something. Like take a picture with this and you can see it.
It's a surprise. It's like Christmas in your phone.
That's cool.
You open up. Oh, look at the lights. I couldn't see it, but I can on the phone.
Huh.
Too cool. If you want to share some pictures with us, send them over, but definitely check out Hope's up there at 92.5 WBE, our Facebook and our Instagram. She was out there, and I want to try to make the next one. I was busy. I was at Grappa last night, so I didn't make it over there. But next one, I'll try to get out there and get some good pictures, too.
Yeah, there's an app. It's called Aurora, A-U-R-O-R-A, and it'll give you a push notification when they could be viewable in your area.
Oh, that's cool. Say it again.
Aurora, A-U-R-O-R-A.
It's
the Aurora
an app. It's a
yep.
free app. All right, cool.
It should be Morning Coffee Club. And I have on the phone with us Jill Rittinger. She's a friend of mine who, she knows romance on the screen and on the stage.
Nobody Wants Us is a Netflix show that everybody's buzzing about, the passionate kiss that makes you get excited watching it. Well, it's so passionate, these characters. Have you watched it?
I did.
And what's funny is their real life spouses are like, wow, you guys really got some chemistry, some spark. And you're an intimacy coach, is that it?
I'm an intimacy director for stage here in Rochester. And it's a little different with film, though, so I can touch on that a little bit.
Yeah, because their spouses don't seem to be nervous. They're just, wow, they're great actors and actresses.
Right.
This chemistry, is it because you're coaching it and directing it?
I would say it's because they're good actors. And they've built a level of trust. But when I tell my actors, you might be engaging in something that your partner, your boyfriend, girlfriend, partner at home may not be comfortable with, make sure you have a conversation with them about that.
Yeah, I mean, because if you have jealousy from your boyfriend, girlfriend, husband,
that
wife,
that would be the worst.
You can't have a career to be an actor and actress.
Exactly. That's true.
So I'm obsessed with like the show Bridgerton. And I'm like, there's no way these folks can be this close in contact with each other and not feel something. But that's where an intimacy director comes in.
So Bridgerton in particular, they've got an intimacy coordinator on set, maybe more than one. And they're using things like barriers. If they're doing those scenes, they have something between them. And you'll never, to be perfectly honest, you'll never see tongue, because tongue is not necessarily something the actors want to engage in with each other.
Oh, okay. You just don't mentally prepare. You physically prepare them, like you say, okay, now you're going to wrap your right arm around.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
Then you're going to tilt your head to the right.
Okay.
Now you're going to push up against each other. Okay, can you push up a little harder?
And we're going to hold that for a certain number of beats. We're going to gaze into each other's eyes for a certain number of time. We are going to have a pressure against one another that's of 10, and maybe later it's more like a 5. So it's very specific.
All right, Jill, I appreciate you explaining this to us, because I didn't know if you were working on the emotional side. Sounds like it's more physical.
Right.
So when my wife comes home today after a long 10-hour workday on her feet, what is that angle, that position I should approach her with to be romantic, like on Bridgerton or this new Netflix movie?
So gaze into her eyes.
Okay,
really connect with her. I think that's important, because we don't do that in our society, in our world. We don't. We forget to actually gaze into each other's eyes. And that makes us very vulnerable, such as the case with Nobody Wants This with Adrian Brody and Kristen Bell. They gaze into each other's eyes, and that makes us feel vulnerable for them. That helps. And then when your wife, she starts to melt into your gaze, slowly wrap your hand around her lower back.
Okay, yeah.
Put your other hand under her chin.
Oh, boy.
And draw her in.
Huh.
I'm the worst. She wouldn't be like, what? What do you want? What are you looking at? What are you staring at?
Well, TJ, just for the moment, I was taking notes and everything here from Jill. I hope my wife doesn't react like that. Well, now we know how they do it in Hollywood. Thank you so much, Jill, intimacy coach, director, coordinator for the stars there. And I think the key was gazing into the eyes.
That's
gazing
what it is.
Gazing in the eyes.
So this weekend, if you want to start the romance, that's where it starts. You got to gaze. And if your spouse is like me going, what? Is there something on my nose?
But isn't it weird that we all say, well, we kiss with our eyes closed. But now she's saying, that passion on the screen, gaze into the eyes.
Well, you gaze first. Then you do the other stuff.
Okay, there you go.
Oh, man. I hope you're taking notes over there.
Let's make it part of the world's easiest contest. What is the big tip for creating that romantic moment? It's all about gazing into the eyes. That's what we're looking for. You give us that answer, you're going front row to Jeff Dunham. Heck, you'll be so close, you'll be gazing into the eyes of the puppets.
That's close.
All right, call number 19. Give us that answer. You win the tickets. 585-252-WBEE. Best seats in the house, 252-9233. Brittany, call number 19, the world's easiest contest, 92.5 WBEE with TJ Bowen, producer Hope. We got some tips there about romance that I didn't even know they had these coordinators, these directors, intimacy coaches behind the scenes talking to the actors and actresses. And what was the tip we got to spark the romance? What should we do?
Gaze into their eyes.
Yay!
Great job, Brett.
Congratulations. Up close. Best seats in the house.
You just got a pair of front row tickets to see Jeff Dunham.
Thank you so much.
Yes.
Thank you.
Blue Cross Arena, March 20th. Tickets are on sale right now at Ticketmaster.com.
And tell everybody who you love waking up and winning with every single morning.
92.5 WBEE. Woo! Thank you, guys.